A suspect has been arrested in connection with the murder of 27-year-old Vanessa Marcotte. Marcotte was killed last August, her body found not far from her family's home in Princeton, a small town north of Worcester. Police say the suspect worked in the area. He's being held on $10 million bail. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on the investigation, evidence that led to the arrest, and local residents' reaction.
8 months ago, Vanessa Marcotte went for a jog along a country road in this rural town and never returned. Police found her burned body in a wooded area, and state and local law enforcement officials have been searching for her killer ever since. Yesterday, in the parking lot of Princeton's police department, came word the search was over.
We got him.
About 40 local residents cheered as Worcester County District Attorney Joseph Early spoke to reporters.
Early this morning, state police arrested 31-year-old Angelo Colon Ortiz in connection with the murder of Vanessa Marcotte last August in Princeton, Massachusetts.
On Friday night, police picked up Colon Ortiz in his apartment in Worcester, took him in for questioning, and later arrested him. District Attorney Joseph Early credits local residents for calling in over 1,300 tips to a hotline, providing clues that proved critical to the investigation.
For it was consistent throughout this that we were looking for a dark-colored SUV, we were looking for a Hispanic male.
The big break in the case came a few days ago, when a state police officer in Worcester thought he spotted a man and vehicle fitting the descriptions.
Not being able to find a piece of paper, immediately within his disposal, he wrote the license plate number down on his hand. He followed that up with a visit to the suspect's apartment. He was not there at that time. He left his card and asked for a return phone call. That phone call was never made. He subsequently went back to the apartment on the next day, and the defendant provided a buccal swab.
The suspect, Angelo Colon Ortiz, provided the DNA mouth swab willingly and didn't resist arrest. There's evidence Vanessa Marcotte fought her killer. District Attorney Joseph Early credits Marcotte with helping to find her murderer.
DNA from a possible suspect was obtained at her autopsy from an examination of her hands at the Massachusetts State Police Crime Lab. On Friday, state police found a match for that DNA. They determined that the suspect, Colon Ortiz, was the match.
Law enforcement officials continue to search for evidence, but D.A. Early is confident in the results of the genetic test.
The expected frequency of occurrence of this profile is approximately 1 in 108.2 quintillion to unrelated individuals. That would be 108 followed by 18 zeros.
State Police Superintendent Colonel Richard McEwen says the investigation for Marcotte's murderer has been relentless.
Through the last 8-plus months, seasons changed, holidays came and passed, and Miss Marcotte's family waited and waited and hoped. As the months passed, the DA's office and Princeton police and state troopers never stopped working.
Princeton is a tight-knit community of 3,400 people in the shadow of Mount Wachusett. Megan Tessitore says the place she calls home has been changed.
Most of us, we know each other, we feel connected to each other. You know, I know a ton of other people who've stopped their running routines or walking routines. You know, it's been hard.
Yesterday morning before dawn, police told members of Vanessa Marcotte's family of the murder suspect's arrest. Officials have asked the public to respect the family's privacy. Princeton resident Beth Sullivan.
I feel relieved and I feel grateful for the family and hopefully that justice will be done.
The suspect, Angelo Colon Ortiz, has been charged with aggravated assault and battery and assault with attempt to rape. Law enforcement officials say he'll be charged with the murder of Vanessa Marcotte as they build their case. Colon Ortiz will be arraigned in Leominster District Court on Tuesday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.